It's a pleasant and comfortable first full day of summer across eastern New York and western New England. It was a little bit chilly, though, early this morning. Saranac Lake, which we know is typically one of our colder locations, dropped below the freezing mark earlier today. So that's certainly something to think about here as we are now in the summer season. I even saw some pictures of frost from portions of northern New England on social media earlier today. So it was definitely a chilly start to the day, but things have turned around quite nicely on the thermometer as temperatures have rebounded this afternoon. Humidity remains nice and low. I'm looking at dew points that are running mainly in the 40s and 50s. And when those dew points are that low, humidity really is not a big concern at all. Now, we are seeing some clouds come in, and in some areas it has turned rather gray this afternoon. And those clouds are a sign of, unfortunately, what's going to happen this weekend as we are looking ahead to some wet weather at times. Though, we do need the rain. A lot of our area is on the dry side, running a deficit in rainfall from the late part of the spring now into early summer. So we do need the rain. Unfortunately, the timing is not great in terms of weekend plans. It looks like tomorrow the rain chances are pretty much all day long, but I don't think it's going to be a complete washout tomorrow. There's going to be rain around at times, and even on Sunday, we're going to see the opportunity for showers and thunderstorms at times, though again, I don't think it's going to rain the entire day beginning to end, but unfortunately, both days will bring us the chance of showers at times. Then it looks to dry out pretty nicely with lower humidity again by Monday. So in the short term, we'll see clouds continue to roll in tonight. Now, rain's going to try to get in here, but it's going to run into a bit of a wall as the air is still quite dry, so I don't think the shower chances are particularly high tonight, but a few of us could see at least a couple of showers as the night moves along, especially to the south and to the west of the capital region. Overnight lows should be generally in the 50s, so not as chilly as it was last night. Tomorrow we'll see plenty of clouds, showers at times, maybe a rumble of thunder, and temperatures will be chilly for this time of year, running only in the 60s to around 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon. It will warm up on Sunday with more humidity. Again, there's that chance for some showers or thunderstorms at times on Sunday. Then it looks to turn less humid again by Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 60s to near 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 60s to near 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the 50s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of showers and thunderstorms, cool with highs only in the 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms likely, humid, highs in the 70s to around 80. Monday, a mix of sun and clouds and less humid with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.